So thinking about practical wisdom there, this next story is a total head-scratcher, all right? Louise Story joins us, Wall Street finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So the Obama administration is weighing a decision that will enlarge the number of institutions that are allowed to turn mortgages into these bundled securities that seem to have caused all the problems in the financial meltdown. It'll be private institutions, not just public institutions, that can do this securitizations. Explain.
Well, what's really going on is the Obama is weighing a proposal on what should happen with the future of housing finance. You know, who should get to put a government guarantee on mortgage bonds, or should there be a government guarantee at all? And right now, what I wrote about is what the banks want the Obama administration to do. I don't know yet what will be in the Obama administration's report in a couple weeks. But what I did find out is what all the bankers have been going in behind the scenes and telling the administration they should do. And essentially what the banks are saying is, listen, all those great powers that Fannie and Freddie had to guarantee these mortgage bundles, let us do it.
But that was the exact problem, it seemed, in trying to figure out what the value of these securities was, that the ratings agencies were wrong, that the federal guarantee was specious at best, and that these bundlings got eventually so sort of far removed from the original sort of outlines of the mortgages themselves that no one could figure out what they were worth.
That was a big problem, and there really are three different kind of categories of mortgage bundles, and the ones that you're talking about where no one really knew what they were worth at all, those ones are really the ones that the banks did kind of on their own with no government guarantee, no guarantee with Fannie and Freddie. And then there's another big group. In fact, most of the market is backed by Fannie and Freddie. And those ones, they weren't so hard to value because you don't have to worry about whether or not the mortgage people with mortgages will pay because Fannie and Freddie guaranteed them. And that's the big chunk that we're talking about right here. We're talking about whether Fannie and Freddie will live, and if they do not get to continue what they do, whether the whether the banks will be allowed to do it or whether the government will take on that role. And this is a role that enables most Americans to buy homes.
Now, this would be a kind of USDA government inspection stamp for mortgages that would be coming out of private banks. How would you design a regulation that would allow the federal government to see what J.P. Morgan Chase is doing and go, yep, we'll guarantee that?
Well, that's the problem. You know, you have a lot of standards about, you know, these mortgages must look like this and that. But the problem is that there can be conflicts of interest where if you have a private company or a bank doing this, they're trying to maximize their own profit even while sticking to this these public goals. And, of course, that got Fannie and Freddie in trouble. So the implementation of this, if they do it at all, would be very important.
Likelihood?
You know, I mean, the banks often get what they want, and this is what they want. And so just stay tuned, and I'll report back to you when this Obama report comes out.
There's the takeaway. The banks often get what they want. Yes, you've noticed. Louise Story, have a great weekend. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, starting her weekend right away there. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.